Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino. These are the tech headlines for the week that was. During the webcast of Google for India, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai announced that Google will invest roughly $10 billion in India over the next 5 to 7 years. These investments will run through a digitization fund with equity investments, partnerships, and operational, infrastructure, and ecosystem investments focused on expanding the internet beyond English and other vernacular languages. Outside of investments through this fund, Google also plans to invest in artificial intelligence and education in India. The UK government announced Huawei's networking equipment will be phased out of its 5G networks. Starting in January 2021, telecom operators won't be allowed to buy new 5G equipment from Huawei and will have 7 years to remove its existing technology from their 5G infrastructure. The government previously announced in January that Huawei's equipment would be allowed in the country's 5G infrastructure with certain limitations. Amazon announced the Dash Cart, a cart with a touchscreen and sensors to detect what you take off a shelf and put in your cart. The Dash Cart then goes through a special checkout lane that calculates your total without needing a human cashier. The Dash Cart will make its debut at Amazon's grocery store in Woodland Hills, California, which isn't an Amazon Go store and isn't yet open to the public, though Amazon says it's looking to open that store later this year. The General Court of the European Court of Justice annulled a European Commission decision that Ireland had failed to collect 13 billion euros in taxes from Apple. The case involved the practice of attributing profit to Apple's Irish headquarters in order to take advantage of lower taxes in Ireland. The court ruled that there was not a legal basis to declare that practice equivalent to receiving state aid. The EC may still appeal the decision. Microsoft patched a wormable Windows domain name system server vulnerability. If unpatched, it could let attackers execute arbitrary code, intercept network traffic, and more. Checkpoint discovered the vulnerability, which it calls SIGRED. It affects all Windows Server versions. Microsoft rated it a 10, its highest severity level, but has not seen evidence of it being exploited in the wild. Sources tell Bloomberg and Nikkei that Sony will build 9 to 10 million PlayStation 5s in 2020, twice as many as it originally planned. Nikkei sources also say Facebook has increased its estimates of Oculus VR shipments by 50% to 2 million by the end of 2020. NBC streaming platform Peacock launched to everyone in the U.S. July 15th. The free tier with ads has about 13,000 hours of programming. Paid tiers have about 20,000 hours. The paid tiers cost $5 a month with ads or $10 a month without. Apps for Peacock are available on the PlayStation 4, Xbox, Apple, Google, Vizio, LG, Comcast, and Cox, but not for Roku or Fire TV. The EU-US Privacy Shield is a framework for regulating transatlantic exchanges of personal data between the US and the EU, letting US companies wishing to process European information to certify they would comply with certain privacy principles. This week, the European Court of Justice ruled that the adequacy of the data protections in Privacy Shield to be invalid. The court specifically found that the required primacy of U.S. national security, public interest, and law enforcement in Privacy Shield condone interference with an EU citizen's privacy rights, and that the process to handle EU citizen complaints was not up to the legal standards EU law requires. This ruling specifically impacts the bulk outsourcing of data processing from the EU to the U.S., not so-called necessary data transfers, such as being able to send an email to book a hotel room. On Wednesday, several high-profile Twitter accounts tweeted out an apparent cryptocurrency scheme, impacting accounts including Apple, Elon Musk, Joe Biden, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and Wendy's. Twitter's support account advised that some accounts may be unable to tweet or get password resets as it reviewed the incident, and this seemed to impact mostly verified accounts. Full service was later restored to most accounts by Wednesday evening. Twitter advised the investigation is still ongoing, but said it appeared to be a coordinated social engineering attack by people who successfully targeted some of our employees with access to internal systems and tools. The company later claimed no passwords were compromised in the breach. Google announced a major update to G Suite, which will see deeper integration of Gmail, Chat, Meet, and Rooms on the web and on mobile. The update will first roll out to customers in the G Suite Early Adopter Program. Initially, the update will use Gmail as the focal point of this integration, adding fill calendaring and file management directly in the app, as well as supporting the ability to have video chat open while working on a Google Doc without leaving Gmail on the web. Google also updated G Suite Chat with shared files and assignable tasks, and Gmail can now search chat in addition to email messages. The European Commission announced the launch of an antitrust probe into voice assistants and the Internet of Things. According to EU Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vestager, voice assistants collect a vast amount of data about our habits, and there's a risk that big companies could misuse data collected through such devices to cement their position in the market against the challenges of competition. The probe will also look into fitness trackers, connected fridges, washing machines, smart TVs, and lighting. A preliminary report is planned for spring 2021, with final conclusions by summer 2022. And finally, Netflix announced it named Chief Content Officer Ted Sarandos co-CEO. Sarandos will continue to head content. CEO Reed Hastings said, "This change makes formal what was already informal, that Ted and I share the leadership of Netflix." Netflix also announced it added 10 million net new global subscribers, beating expectations. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.